she worked. She worked hard. She really took the lead. She helped him in the field. And I heard a song the other day about his mother. That there was always a baby on the pick sack. Mm. And that was about the way she was. I've seen her pick cotton and drag a baby on the sack.
Mm. Oh, I bet that was sport for the baby.
Yeah, they were healthy.
They were healthy.
And then we eventually dug a well. Well, he was over at Mr. Kubald. Mm-hmm. Well, that well was down in the bottom there, mm-hmm. next to the creek. I suppose that it was a dug well and built it up with rock on, lined a rock on the inside, and I suppose he'd get water quicker than he could on the hill. Mm-hmm. Was the reason. Well, that was our job, was to carry that water up the hill. Now, my mother would go down there. She had a kettle down there and do her washing down there. We had rub board and tubs, you know.
Yeah.
And we would hang our clothes around on the bushes and things when we washed.
Those rub boards were hard on knuckles, weren't they?
Uh-huh. And you know, we didn't have any bathtub or anything, and then many scrubbing the children got in the wrench water. Mm-hmm. The last tub of wrench water, where everyone took their bath. They put through. They usually took off their clothes and they'd have something be dry, or then they'd take their bath and put on clean clothes before they went to the house.
Where'd you get your soap?
My mother made it. She was the best soap maker. Even we used it on her hands. She was the best soap maker. She's even, in late years, she made soap and took premiums on it at the fair, homemade soap.
How did she make it?
Out of lye and grease. So we butchered hogs. My father was very particular about the hogs. He kept them a long ways off from the house. That is what my brother and I were doing the night the house burned. We was carrying feed to some hogs away off from the house. Uh-huh. I want to show you their wedding picture. My mother was beautiful. I think she was just real, real beautiful. She had black eyes. See my father with the boots on?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, she made that dress. She was 18 years old.
Gee, they look like children, don't they?
Yeah, and here she was the year before she died. She's 82.
Oh, my goodness, still handsome.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm. Yeah, I think he was real nice looking. With boots on.
Yeah. Wonder how high they went, probably.
Yeah, you can see
there.
Way up there, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
He was a cowboy, you know.
I noticed the plaque up on the wall.
Yes, that came from the Hall of Fame. Yes, he was he killed the game. He went along with the bunch when they'd take the cattle to St. Louis or wherever. Mm-hmm. They'd take them down the trail, you know, from Arizona and New Mexico. And he had to shoot the game. I know one year he killed 7 bear. Ever so many deers and antelopes. He supplied the camp with meat. That was his job.
I think he died about a year and a half ago, didn't he?
Oh, he died in about 45, I think.
Oh, I must be thinking of someone else.
He'd have been about 100 years old by now. He was born, yes, he'd been about 100 years old now.
Hmm.
Yeah, you see, I'm the second child, and we've already had our golden anniversary. See, I had our best man and bridesmaid when we had it.
Oh, my
goodness.
The
bridesmaid's still living. The best man is gone now. My husband was killed. That was in 57 we had that meeting. And they had their golden wedding, too.
Oh, boy.
I think in 37.
That's wonderful that you were all together that way.
Yeah.
Hmm.